bottom on top. It starts with a dream. For Michael. You are dreaming. You're dreaming that you're fucking. Almost awake, you're vaguely wondering what you're fucking or whom. The wrinkled sheets of a lonely bed. Some whore you turn to in wistful lust. The lover of a lifetime who knows how you like to fuck and will fuck around with you. Let the dream be of her. Don't wake. Cling to the fantasy that you're grinding your hips into her soft, muscled thighs, pumping your rod into her pussy, not the unyielding mattress. Jesus, come on! In my impatience, I pinch your leg to make you wake up. Now you realise that your hardening cock is in fact enwrapped in my little fingers. Softly, I'm jerking you off out of your dream of whores or bedsheets or whatever frightful Freudian fantasy dreams of sex might be, since dreaming about anything else is actually about sex. God, what an awakening! The morning light is rising softly in the bedroom. My fingers are jerking up and down, your cock stiffening to the salute. You make to roll and take me in your arms, to plunge yourself into my warm, lovely cunt. Then you realise that you're tied up. Twisting your head, you see that I've used the belts of my cotton kimonos to tie your wrists to the bedhead. What the fuck, you say? I've left your legs free. You make an initial kicking. As my hand falls away from your engorged throbbing cock, you wake fully to the realisation that if I've tied you to the bedhead in order to fondle your dick, it's probably worth playing along. What the fuck, you say again, starting to laugh. More like what to fuck, I suggest, sliding my hand to cup around your balls. I finger them like toys. I make sure I press on the erogenous spot just behind them. I can't fuck tied up and lying on my back, you protest. Shut up, I reply. Kiss my ass. I kneel up and shuffle up the bed. Straddling your lean, hairy chest, I hold onto the bedhead between your tied hands. I position my pussy over your face. Eagerly, your tongue comes poking at my pussy lips between them. You flick and lick at my clit so that I start panting and giggling. I slide my hands to grip on your tied hands, trying not to wriggle with excitement. I don't want to move inadvertently away from the pleasing teasing of your tongue. Now you're fucking me with your tongue, pressing up into the creaming, loosening muscles of my cunt. I grunt and moan. My hips jerk towards your plunging tongue. The sweet juices of my wet pussy must be flowing. You're making mock slurping noises at this unorthodox breakfast, and I laugh and then gasp as a mini orgasmic shudder ripples in my belly and loins. Panting with pleasure, I move away from your thrusting tongue. I turn to lay myself over your body and position my mouth above your cock. Meanly, I kneel in such a way that you get a full view of the crack in my ass, but can't reach it with your tongue. You jerk your head despairingly towards me to no avail. My knotted kimono belts hold firm. You're obliged to lie there admiring the view. The crack between the rounded pale buttocks, the dark rosebud of my asshole, the strip of hair and the fleshy lips pouting to show the glistening, partially tongue-fucked pussy, which you love to pleasure with a plunging cock. Speaking of your cock, I am kissing it. I'm kissing it lightly and often in a manner which makes you groan and your hips buck, your feet twitch in frustration. In a minute, you're going to lose your temper and kick me with frustration. The only thing that stops you is the realization that then I'll go off and cook breakfast while you have to lie back all tied up with your cock at half mast. Okay, okay. I start to slide my lips down over the head of your cock to suck the sensitive head. I make appreciative noises and wriggle my bum, opening the delectable crack of my ass wider for your viewing pleasure. As I slide my mouth deeper and harder, taking more and more of the length of your dick into my hot, soft mouth, you grunt and thrust rhythmically up to me. I curl my tongue about and suck on you like you are a fucking Magnum ice cream lolly. Mmm, my favourite. Oh, creamy, salty pre-cum. Yum. You are really throbbing and starting to get close to coming. So I stop and lift my mouth away. You give a great laughing cry of protest. You're my fuck toy today, you big bastard, I say, rolling back round to lie beside you. I snuggle to your side, idly playing my fingers in your chest hair and sniggering. Fucking hell, you moan. Your hips are still bucking softly in the attempt to jerk your cock into my mouth. I can tell you are really tempted to kick me, but you know that then I'll go off and cook breakfast. Maybe even get dressed and go shopping until you're willing to lie back and be toyed with as I please. In fact, if by accident you kick me too hard, I will get into a stinky temper and probably go shopping for shoes. I kneel up and move back down the bed. You watch uncertainly as I position myself between your legs. I put my fingers between my own legs and get some cunt juice to lubricate your dick with. Then I lower myself over you, pushing my tits together with my hands, letting one big breast fall free so I can put your rigid cock in place between those great swinging bells. I push my boobs together around the rod of your cock. I do have good-sized breasts, and they make a great submarine sandwich with your jumbo sausage cuddled up between the two of them. You start swearing with excitement at the sight, never mind the sensation of being pressed in between the soft, sweet bags of flesh that are my breasts. I begin tit-fucking your cock, easing my boobs down to brush on your bollocks, then up so they're round the sensitive head of your cock. Wow, you must be getting quite the buzz off your cock's head, pushing between my juice-slicked soft breasts. You're tensing up, your tight hands gripping into fists, your buttocks clenching, you're close to coming. So I stop and let my boobs fall away from the massive boner, which by now must be torturing you with need to release. You throw your head back in the pillows with a howl of protest. Okay, okay. It's time for the real deal now, my fuck toy, my pleasure playground. To your relief, I'm reaching for a condom. The end is clearly in view. And your eyes gleam to realise it won't be in my mouth or between my bountiful breasts, but deep up in my dark, warm, wet cunt, where the best dreams of the best women end. Pinching the top of the condom, I place it on your stiff, throbbing Johnson and roll it slowly down. I make sure I caress your cock as I cover it with feather-light strokes. When I get down to the base, I have a good play about with your bollocks, fondling them with my little fingers, pressing on the erogenous spot to make you grunt and pant. I had planned to suck on them too, but I can see the game plan has gone far enough already. Let me suck your pussy some more, you beg. I know you want me to come with you, so you can see my face bunch up with ecstasy, hear me scream and feel my cunt muscles clench your cock to pump the milky cum out of it. No, no, you're my fuck toy today, I laugh. I kneel over you and position the head of your cock against my soft, hot pussy. I want to see your face bunch up with ecstasy and hear you scream. I want to consciously savour and enjoy your coming. It's going to be a big one. I'm giggling with excitement. Now I'm going to fuck you to a Christmas, I say. You fucking bastard. Fucking come a fountain for me or there'll have to be a second coming. Oh God, oh Jesus, you groan, without intending to piously honour my awful pun. I'm pretty wet and horny myself by now with all the mucking about and tongue-fucking and the excitement of having you at my merciful pleasure. I plunge down on your rigid hard dick, my slick strong wet muscles pressing you so that you howl with joy. Fucking come for me, fucking bastard, I shout. I ride you hard and fast. My breasts are bouncing. I'm bouncing on you. My cunt muscles slickly pressing up and down around your cock. You shout out and jerk your lean hips hard up to me. Strain up towards me so hard that you nearly tear the cotton kimono belts. Grunting, you jerk upwards a couple more times as the massive orgasm I've built up in you ejaculates. I sit astride you with a big grin on my face, rocking on you to help press out the juice. I put a hand down to hold the condom in place, ease myself off you and toss the full rubber aside. When I untie your wrists, you wrap your arms about me and we snug down, our sweating bodies pressed close in the rising morning light. Soon you're asleep again, with me wrapped tightly in your arms. I snug close in your embrace, wondering idly what you're dreaming.